Thank you for calling Local Flash. This is Stephanie. How can I help?
Hey, Stephanie. It's David LeBounty again. I think I have it figured out.
Hi, David. All right. That is wonderful. Let me just pull up your account again.
Yep.
Really quick here. So you now see where it says delegate access?
Yes, I'm already there, and I've already awesome. I already have the little invite to access page up. So under the name, I put your name, Stephanie. Do I put the full name?
So under the name, you would want to put Local Splash.
Local Splash. Okay, uh-huh. Let me correct that.
Okay.
Oops. Local Splash, two separate words, right?
Yes, that is correct.
And then under this email is support@localsplash.com, right?
That's right.
Okay, now there's three things that I could choose. I don't know if I want you to have access to all my products, but I only want you to have domain access, right?
That is correct. You would want to select products and domains.
Oh, okay. Products and domains. But I have a product that, you know, because I have a couple domains. I forgot about the domain I signed up for last year or earlier this year. No, last year. That's right. But that's that one you don't need to bother with. Just the LLC one, right?
Exactly. We'll only be applying the website design to the or to
the products
domain,
and the domain,
which is rmwavewesttent.llc.
Yes.
So that's the only domain that we're going to be working on.
Okay, so I'm going to send the invite, so you should see it pretty quick.
Right,
hopefully.
Let me go ahead and check it here.
So you'll probably see something from GoDaddy, right?
That is correct. Let me just check here. So, Daddy, all right, there you go. Yes, we did receive that. And our team will accept the domain access within 24 to 48 hours so that we can apply the website design.
Sounds great.
Thank you so much for granting access, David. Do you want to also grant us the admin access to Facebook while we're still on the phone?
Yeah, I'm not sure how to do that. Is that complicated?
Oh, no, not at all. You just need to follow the prompt. You would need to log into your personal Facebook, though, if that's where you created a Facebook page from. But it should not grant us any access to your personal Facebook or any personal or your profile itself.
Well, that's just a thing. I have let's see. So I'm at my Facebook now, but I'm at my personal Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And
is the Facebook business page created through your personal Facebook?
It kind of is, I guess.
Okay.
I'm not sure how to find it. Let me see. Oh, there we go. It's just under local. I'm gonna click on that. Switching to Local Professional Window Washer, which is the only name that'll come up as, which I didn't know what I was doing to get it going. So, all right, I guess I'm there now. Where do I need to go?
All right. So first thing that you would want to do before trying to grant us access is to switch it back to your personal profile.
Oh, switch back?
Uh-huh.
Oh. All right, let me go back. Okay, going back. Okay,
right.
I'm switching to the personal now.
And then I actually sent an email earlier with a link that you can just click to grant us admin access. Were you able to receive that email?
Yeah, let me go into my, one second.
Okay. Sure.
Got a couple places up here. All right, let me go. Okay, so, all right. Now I'm there. In order to grant access, okay, click here. I clicked to the, yeah, now I'm at Local Splash.
All right.
So it's asking you for meta page.
That's correct.
So click on Connect Facebook.
Click on that.
Okay. So I'm going to put my email, I guess.
Log in?
Yeah, it's under that one, and I'll log in.
Okay.
See if it's all right, because sometimes I forget the password and it kicks me out because the password's wrong. So, I guess it worked here. One second. Oh, check my email for a code. So I have to go check for a code. This is, I don't know why Facebook is complicated, but it is. It's just complicated.
Well, they also just want to make sure that it's you logging into your account. They may have noticed it to be a place where you don't really log into.
Right.
That's why they just need to make sure.
Yeah, because I just go into it. It's like automatic
on my phone.
My cell phone page.
Uh-huh.
It's okay. Let's see what happens here. Okay, it says check your notifications on another device. Facebook, someone is trying to log in. Oh, God. This is a complication. But if you have time.
Well, you can actually just open your Facebook application on your phone. It should have sent you a notification to authorize the login.
Okay, so let me just go back to the Facebook, right?
Yes.
Okay, so yeah, okay. And I clicked on yes, it's me.
Mm-hmm.
Allow this login. Yes, allow. Let's see what happens. You approved a login.
All right. You would want to go back to where it asked you to check your notifications.
Okay. And you're talking about at Splash, Local Splash, right?
That is correct.
Okay, hold on one second.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Oh, I don't want that one. Okay. All right, I got to go back into Local Splash.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to connect to Facebook once again. And continue to my personal.
Mm-hmm.
And my password. See, that's the part that I always screw up because I never remember it. It's awful. I might have something with it written down, but I just.
Okay. Just take your time. No worries.
Okay. All right, since I forgot my password, I'm going to have to build another one. I'm just going to write everything down and take a picture of it, because I'm sure I did that last time. 909-446-1, continue. And they're going to probably send me a text.
Mm-hmm.
Counting on that. Okay. 606-894. Hit continue. Such a pain. Mostly because I can never remember Facebook because I just like you said, you just go into Facebook automatically.
Right.
Facebook. Login. Password. Check your notifications in another device. another device. Should I open up a tablet? Should I get my tablet fired up?
No, you can actually just open your Facebook on your phone. That should work.
Okay, let me go back into Facebook. Okay, I'm at Facebook.
All right, you may want to reload your Facebook, and then you should receive the notification.
I'll just refresh it.
Uh-huh.
Or I'll, let me refresh it. Come on, I'm not refreshing.
If refreshing doesn't work, you can go to your notifications and refresh it from there.
Okay, well, I just refreshed it.
I'm sorry if you have to go through this.
Yeah, I'm sorry that it's taken me a grip of time.
No worries. That's totally fine.
You know, I'm just going to get out of it, and then I'm going to go back into it. So
okay. That
I don't want. Let's go back into Facebook. Okay, now this is login attempt. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's me. Yes, allow the login. And I can't go into my... See, it says approved. My login's approved, but now even though it approved the login, do I still need to give a password?
Yes, I mean if
let me hit finish and see what happens.
Okay.
So if you're having with Local Splash needing access, do you have to have my password?
No, but you would need to log in to authorize the admin access.
All right, let's try this again. Let me go back into Local Splash. Check here. Connect Facebook. Continue logging in with Facebook. Continue. See what happens. Oh, notification blocked. What? Can't load URL. The domain of this URL isn't included in the app's domains. What? See, this is what happens.
Can you probably try to close everything out and then click on the link again?
The link for Facebook?
Uh-huh. Like, close all the tabs that are running on the background.
Yeah, let me. Wow, this is crazy. So, all right. So at the top of my notifications, it says you're approved to log in. You approved a login.
And this is on your Facebook, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, can you open the email that I sent earlier and then click on the link from there?
Yep, 1 second.
Okay, sure.
And this is the last one you sent me for the Facebook advertising campaign, right?
Mm-hmm, right. That is correct.
So you want me to do, after the sentence, in order to grant us access to your Facebook business page, please click here.
Right.
And then click there, right?
Yes, that's correct.
So I'm clicking there. And now the page comes up with Local Splash would like to manage your Meta. Mm-hmm. And I have one connect to one Meta, but I guess there's more steps involved, right?
Well, actually, after you click on Connect to Meta, there should only just be three prompts to finish the setup.
So, okay, let me click on Connect Facebook again. And I'm going to continue as David.
That's right.
Now, LeadC is requesting to manage your products. Continue, right?
That is correct.
Now, this stuff is new. I have not seen this yet. So
okay.
This,
and
everything
that's
must
the last
be going through.
Step.
Through okay
right.
Now, right? Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So this should be the last step, and you should be able to select a page that you're granting us access to.
So pages.
Uh-huh.
So I want you guys to connect to local professional window washing. So that's what I'm going to click confirm access, right?
That's right.
Select connect access. All right. Granting access. Oh my gosh. I can't believe it. We might finish this today. Killing two birds with one stone. I like that. That's always a plus.
Definitely. And I already received the confirmation. Thank you so much for granting us the access, David.
Well, thank you guys. I mean, look, I need to do this because I need business.
Right.
And if this doesn't work in 2 or 3 months, I'm going to be highly disappointed.
I understand.
And it's not necessarily in your company. It's just, with all that I'm doing and all that I'm paying for, I need to see some results, because those results are going to pay for this, you know, this ongoing relationship, right?
Exactly.
So that's the goal, is to pay, you know, if I'm going to pay for this, I need to see contacts, and I need to get phone calls. And here's another question I have. I'm going to shift gears a little bit.
Sure.
I am thinking about, I'm contemplating getting new magnet stickers for my truck. Should I change the phone number from my regular phone number or to the local Splash Access phone number?
Well, I would suggest you keep it as your regular phone number.
Okay.
So the local Splash number, or the call tracking phone number, is actually just a number that we use to promote your business online and for us to keep track of the results that the marketing campaign is able to deliver. So that way we would be able to differentiate the results that we're able to provide for your business, and it won't be mixed up with those calls that you received whenever people see your, let's say, your truck or your contact number through the truck personally.
Got it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm trying to gravitate away from using my personal address and my personal phone number. So I'm still in the process of finding a good business number, like some kind of an 800 number. So at some point, I can use that 800 number, and I can, you know, put it on local Splash.
That is correct.
Yeah, so very good. In the meantime, we'll just use my personal number, and I really appreciate the time, and I thank you for helping me walk me through this.
Definitely. Not a problem, David. Thank you so much for having us call today. And also, in regards to Facebook business page, as we will be optimizing it, that would mean that we will be needing to update the business name.
Yes.
All right. So it should be updated to I Do Windows. We just want to make sure that all your listings will have consistent information, as that is going to greatly help with optimization too.
Yes. So those will include not just the business name, but the business LLC name?
That is correct.
Excellent. Great. Because I'd like both of those included, because again, the business name is more of a catchphrase, because I don't have it registered yet. And I've explained that to Nikki before, and she said that, you know, whoever I talk to can help walk me through it, blah, blah, blah. And that's, but we're going to go with what we have and see how it does.
All right. Definitely. And, let me just check one more thing here. Pretty quick. Okay. All right, I apologize for holding you. But yes, I was just about to say that if you may have any new photos that you can send us, please do, or you can have them uploaded to the client dashboard, as those will also be used for optimization.
Okay, yeah, I can do that too while I'm here before lunch, and then, yeah, I can definitely load up a bunch of pictures. I have a ton of pictures.
Wonderful.
And there are some pictures on my Facebook, but there's probably not a lot. But I'm hoping that when you go in there, you'll see that you might even see that there's some pictures backed up with music. And I guess that's okay, but you can do away with the music if you guys choose.
Well, I mean, we can grab those photos on your Facebook page. Although it is something that we don't want to do as much as possible, as grabbing photos online will affect the quality of the photo. So it may result to the photo showing blurry once we upload it to your listing or your website.
Right. So you just need some more photos added to Local Splash then. So you guys can use those however you need, right?
That's right.
Okay. I'll just go ahead and do that then.
All right. That is awesome. And, yes, that should all be the reason why we have tried to call in the past few days. Unless if you have any other questions, David, anything else that I can assist you with?
No, not at this time. And I really appreciate your time. And I'm sorry you had to wait for me to get back to you.
No worries. That's totally fine. Thank you so much for your time today, David. Should there be anything else, please know you can always give us a call back.
Fantastic. Thanks. Thanks again.
For sure. Thank you. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye-bye.